The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:40, our time here on WPHM on this Friday morning. The St. Clair County Board of Commissioners met last night, as you heard in the news. Joining us right now is District 1 Commissioner Steve Samasco. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you joining. So what's it like being back on the board? I think we last spoke at election time. You formerly had served on the Board of Commissioners, off for several years. Now you're back on. How's the experience been?
Well, in light of the date, I suppose it's kind of like Groundhog Day. I was on for 8 years, off for 8 years. I'm back on again. So it's I like the work. It's good work. It's necessary work. So it's I like it.
Not a lot on the agenda last night, as we heard in the news. Approval of new tornado sirens for the downriver area. That's much needed, isn't it?
A good example of use of some of our funding, no doubt.
Some of your funding that was a windfall, so to speak, the American Rescue Plan dollars, still that dominated discussion, I think, last year and still does this year, what to do with all that federal funding. And the general consensus seems to be to use a lot of it to improve the 26-mile road corridor, to perhaps draw more economic development there. Your thoughts as you join the board on that whole process?
Well, I wouldn't call it a windfall. You know, Congress pumped this money out. It just adds to the ungodly national deficit we have. And you know, there's the money. I guess you can call it a windfall. But to me, just because it came from Congress doesn't mean we have to spend it like we're in Congress, right? So this initiative that our board chair put out and the board from last year, you know, was looking at was essentially a general economic development type of a proposal they're going to take. We got the numbers from Jeff Bohm last night, $14.6 million, about 40% of what's left of the $30 million that came to the county. And they want to send that down to one project in one township to benefit this 26-mile road corridor, which is a general economic development issue. You know, I didn't like the process. I was there last August. I asked them to look at a process to open that up to people interested, stakeholders, townships, municipalities, to provide information to the board and then set some priorities and go with, you know, do it that way. That didn't happen. It's not going to happen. So I was concerned last night, Jeff, is he wants in a couple of weeks a general commitment to commit these funds. And I had some issues with that. But so I think we need to look at more. You know, you have a process here. I want to spend money in a way that does not expose the county to risk of a claim later by the feds for recoupment. This is federal money. It's subject to recoupment if it's not spent correctly. The proposal is a bit complicated with they call LDFA funds, turning the ARPA money into a loan that you may or may not get back based on economic development that occurs down the road. To me, that's very sketchy. I think it opens us up to issues with the feds of not spending it properly, and I'm still looking at that. But the other issue is, how do you justify dedicating the bulk of those ARPA funds to one massive project in one township to the exclusion of all other townships and municipalities, you know, when those other areas have more urgent needs associated more with the coronavirus pandemic, which is what that federal law was meant to do. So one example I push, or when I got elected to the board, one of the issues in my district was broadband. And I'm trying to, and there's some interest in the board in this, the broadband fiber optic backbone. If we would put that kind of money towards backbone, what they call mid-mile cable that service providers could jump onto and provide service, that would allow probably two-thirds of the county to have access that are currently unserved by state and federal definition under the law. We would clearly serve those needs of the citizens more directly, more immediately. And that's just one example. Some other examples. Just in operations, you know, if you put it towards county operations, whether IT firewalls, courthouse repairs, administration building roof, road patrol radios, those are things all on our capital improvement list that aren't yet done, you know, and I'm trying to have a discussion about sending that kind of money communicate to those areas rather than one large economic developments, you know, in one township. So
I guess those that I've talked to that are proponents of that 26 Mile Road development say, yes, it would all go to one place, one township, but for the economic development and benefit of the whole county. How do you respond to that?
I've been down that road before. In 2012, we built a convention center that best case scenario was scheduled to lose $2.5 million a year. It's been 10 years, so we've lost $3 million already. That's great. That's economic development. But if we had that $300,000 for patrolmen, mental health issues, I don't care what you want to spend it on. You know, to me, this is just another go around of, you know, hey, let's do this wonderful thing and hope for the best. And, you know, they think it's an investment. You know, well, you're not here to invest it. You're supposed to address the immediate needs from coronavirus pandemic recovery, you know, and it's just a philosophical difference. The project is certainly not a wasteful project. I mean, if it goes, it's economic development's a good thing, you know, but I just think it's a misdirection of not only how we approach it, but how the money's spent. And the Code of Federal Regulations, I've looked at all this. I've looked at the federal statute. It says right in there, can one of the ineligible expenses are, you know, construction of convention centers, stadiums, large capital projects intended for general economic development. Now, there's been a recent change in the law. They call it ARPA Flex. Well, maybe there's going to give people more flexibility, but I don't want to commit money on anything that's risky, that has the risk of recoupment by the feds, because they'll just send you a letter saying, hey, send us a check for $14.6 million. You know, and I don't like that.
You mentioned broadband development. It's shocking to me, and I think to a lot of people, that in 2023, there are still large segments of St. Clair County and other parts of Michigan and the country that don't have adequate access to the Internet.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the four members of the board that are generally interested in this proposal, which 4 out of 7 carries the day, right? Every one of those folks has you know, smoking hot, high-speed Internet right to their house. And I'm not saying they're not considering the other areas, but I think it's less important because their area doesn't need it. But I'm trying to have that conversation that we need to, you know, push those monies to places that'll really serve the public's immediate needs on something, as you say, as important as high-speed Internet. You want to go to school from home, you want to have people come out here from the metropolitan areas and live out here and be able to do work from home, and you know, they need high-speed Internet. You can't even watch, I can't watch television out in Kenoke Township without buffering, you know. And people go, what? You know, yeah, that's for real. So let's get some, you know, electricity and indoor plumbing before we start spending money on $14 million on one project for one area for something that might or might not happen down the road 5, 10, 20 years from now. That's the objection I've got. And I'm getting some traction, and we're going to have more discussions. You know, Jeff's last night saying, I just want to know what direction you want to go. So if people that are all interested in this, call your commissioner, come to a meeting, you know, don't bring the pitchforks and the torches.
No, been there, done that, yeah.
You know, yeah, I know they have. I know. So just tell us what you think. Take your 3 minutes and tell us, and maybe it'll get the board looking in a direction that the public really wants. So I think I'm plugged into my district. I know what my people in my district want, but I am also a county commissioner generally. So we need to hear from people. And you know, the four votes or better carries the day. So, you know, I just want people to have the opportunity for that public discussion and participation, and the process will work as it's supposed to work. Yeah, well, so, and whatever they do, we'll honor that. You know, whatever the board's decision is, we'll move forward with it.
We will continue to follow the process. Welcome back to the County Board of Commissioners, Steve. Always good talking to you. I appreciate your time this morning.
Always enjoy being cross-examined by you, Paul.
I've never been referred to as a cross-examiner, but I'll take it. We'll talk again soon.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.